Did they say sundown or sunset?
Sundown.
Sundown. It's been a storm, and the rain stops and the clouds go away. You say, I think the weather is
broken.
Uh-huh. And what do you call a very heavy rain that doesn't last long? It just comes down in buckets, but it doesn't last too long.
Well, they just call it a hard rain.
It's a hard rain. Did you ever hear any other terms for it, like a toad strangler? That's your
Well, word. I've heard of that, being toad strangler.
Uh-huh. Any other words for it, like goose drowner or?
No, sir, I ain't never heard nothing but toad strangler, thing like that,
uh-huh.
Hard rain.
And what do you call that piece of metal you've got over your back door to keep the rain from?
You call that a ridge roll, but I use it as a gutter.
Uh-huh.
A gutter, that's what I got it in.
And what was the shelf that over the fireplace?
Mallet.
And the iron things that held up the logs?
We call them fire dogs and the iron.
Fire dogs, I see. And how did you used to start a fire? What did you call the wood that you started a fire with?
Splinter.
Splinter.
Bad light.
And if they, what was that especially rich wood that you used?
It was modern motion.
What?
Modern. Dead heart pine.
They used to use that for torches?
Yes.
How long would those torches burn?
Well, it's just according to how fast your wood burns.
I see.
If you got pretty good pieces, it burns a good while.
Would it be an hour or?
No, it wouldn't last an hour.
That cost
it was common length of about 30 minutes, about
that
hour. It's
enough.
Hot, you couldn't hold it.
Now,
they used to get out in front of the churches and put up four posts and floor that with lumber, or poles or something, and pile dirt on it and build a torch out there out of wood, out in front of the church. I've seen that.
What was that for?
That was for light around the church at night.
Oh, I see.
That's what they had for lights, you see.
But a piece of real fat pine would, about 2 feet long, would last about a half an hour.
Well, it's just, if it was a big piece, it would last several hours. But if it's just a splinter like your fingers, it would last about a half hour.
And
it'd burn pretty rapid.
A place where you'd keep your clothes, hang up your clothes. Where, what would you call that in the house?
We'd call that a closet.
And if it was a piece of furniture that you could move around, big, what would you call that?
How is that now?
A piece of furniture that you could move around, be a good size, and you kept your clothes in it. What?
We'd call that a chest.
At the chest. Do you ever call it a press?
Yeah.
A press?
Chest.
Chest. Ever call it a clothes press?
No, sir.
Uh-huh.
Some of them, sometimes they call it a cold press. Very few call it a cold press.
I see. Uh-huh. And
closed chest is what they generally call it.
Uh-huh. And you got your house with shingles on, but if before you shingle it, what was that wood that the board?
Sheeting.
Sheeting?
Yes.
And if you have a, let's see, I don't see any around here. Well, yes, on your garage there, what are those boards called there that just hang over each other?
Like well, they're boarded.
I see. And the place, the covered area in the front of your house where you got some chairs, what is that?
They would call it a paella or a porch.
Either one.
Either one. And a little paella is mostly an old kind of name.
Paella.
Yes,
did you ever hear veranda or not? A veranda?
Yes, sir.
Was that used?